Well, we're experiencing another wave. They call it the sixth wave of COVID. But really, did COVID ever leave? I guess not. But sixth wave of COVID, with over 90,000 confirmed new cases a day and a 20% increase in hospitalizations over the past 2 weeks. The numbers still aren't as high as we saw with Omicron, but give them time. And there are some lingering questions about the trends we are seeing. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, hopefully has some answers for us. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Well, we had some specific questions for Beaumont doctor, Dr. Justin Skrinsky, starting with the reports of more children being sicked with COVID-19 in the past few weeks.
We know that Omicron seems to affect children more than previous variants. It does cause a lot more of that sort of upper respiratory symptoms that particularly affect children. And if you look at the percent of total COVID cases that are caused by kids, unfortunately, that is much higher with Omicron.
And overall hospitalization for kids are up, he says, but not so much at Beaumont Hospital. Now, why are we hearing of people getting multiple COVID infections? Some people say they've now had it for the fourth time. Dr. Skrinsky says that's absolutely happening.
In terms of people getting reinfected with Omicron, it seems like that's actually happening more than with previous variants as well. For some reason, Omicron is not generating as strong of an immune response to protect people from further Omicron infections.
And then we asked about people who've had COVID, been treated with the antiviral Paxlovid, only to have their symptoms reappear a short time after they stop taking the medication. And Dr. Skrinsky says that Paxlovid is doing its job as intended, keeping large numbers of people out of the hospital, but there is a chance the symptoms can return.
In terms of having that symptomatic infection, COVID can sometimes have a few different phases. And for some people, if you have more of a delayed phase of symptoms, that could still be explained by the same infection.
And Paul and Ann, last week I heard you talking about people getting their second booster or maybe their third booster and asking whether you should stick with the same vaccine you got the first
time through, right?
So I did specifically ask him about this, and here's what he's advising his patients. He does advise people to stick with the original vaccine that you received. If you can, he says you can switch. It's not a big deal, but he recommends sticking with the same one.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because that's kind of what I felt.
Right, and he said the key point is that the booster has to be the mRNA vaccine, so Pfizer and Moderna, not the J&J.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. Here's a terrible thought. I'm sorry to come up with a terrible thought, but since we're talking about this stuff, what the heck? This monkeypox is growing. Now they say worldwide cases, 80 of them, which that was when this was printed, so there's probably 180 now or whatever it is. The monkeypox cases usually turn up in people who have traveled to West and Central Africa. How many times have we heard that? Okay. Well, don't be a racist. I'm not. I'm telling you what it says here. They turn up in Africa. University of Manitoba Professor Jason Kindrachuk says the current outbreak is unusual because none of the victims have traveled in recent months. So that's really bad. And the really bad thing I'm hearing, you want to know, Marie?
Yes, I do.
Are you on the edge of your seat?
I am.
They're talking about coming up with a monkeypox vaccine.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me? We're going to be like, it's going to be, oh, it's Monday. Everybody go get a new vaccine.
Actually,
this is crazy.
Actually, last week I read that they're looking to see if one of the vaccines that's already being used for, I can't think of which disease, but another exotic disease, that they think that it may be usable in this case with the monkeypox. I'll have to get you that info. But they believe that there is some chance that they can use one that's already out there to treat this.
And you, you don't want to look at pictures of people with monkeypox.
Highly advise not to look. No.
You just take our word for it. It's bad. And you don't want to get it. But it's grotesque.
It appears that Sean just weighed in on that.
Well, see, that I told him he has to keep his mic on because he would have weighed in on it and we would never have known. until you heard him go, ew, which is, I don't blame him for that because the pictures are just
It's very
horrific.
Concerning because, you know, just what was it, a week ago, we were reporting one or two cases here in the States and just a few globally. Now it's suddenly turning into a different picture. So
yeah, this is really bad because this is going to be disfiguring. This is going to be horrific. I don't think you get those little, I don't even want to say, but they don't go away easily. And they're going to leave scars. And this is just, I don't know what's going on, folks, in the world. But we do have a tendency to want to blame someone. So who can we blame? Let's blame somebody. China again? No? I don't know. Anyone else notice that when we have a very, very liberal, and that used to mean pacifist president, we're now in more wars or threatening more wars than we have in memory, even when the last hawk was in office? We don't want to have a war with China and Russia at the same time. I'm pro-American, but we'll get our butts kicked, our heads handed to us. You can throw some Aga in there, too. We got a lot going on here, folks. But don't worry, we're here, and we're going to fix everything. Aren't we, gang? Yeah, there's a lot of support for that. 6:644 at News Talk 760 WJR.